time.
It's so true. And, you know, far and away, the most popular question or the most popular product is Dr. Vandewater's detoxification supplement that features nattokinase. Nattokinase is a Japanese discovery. It's a natural proteolytic enzyme.
Well, the Japanese just discover so much stuff.
They do. And this one is the only enzyme that we're aware of right now that dissolves the spike protein. This is very important. The spike protein is loaded in the body with the COVID-19 infection and definitely with the vaccines. It looks like it takes a long time for the body to get rid of it.
So we keep looking for a mitigator. This is it. Tell us about it.
The Dr. Vandewater supplement features nattokinase. I recommend it twice a day. It also has selenium and some other natural herbs and supplements. She's a pharmacist on our team. She designed it. And it's supported by preclinical science. We need, obviously, human clinical studies, but it's an available supplement now. People are looking for anything. Alex, I've tried prescription drugs. I've tried ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. I've tried steroids, fluvoxamine. We can't seem...
By the way, anybody...
It's true. It's so interesting. Hydroxychloroquine comes from a natural substance. So does ivermectin and now nattokinase. Isn't it interesting? Natural substances, in a sense, combating this man-made disaster, SARS-CoV-2 and the vaccines.
OnlineHealthNow.com. Thank you for your support and thank you.
There you go. And I tell you, it is a disaster. We've now learned that this messenger RNA looks like it's permanent. The 3' and 5' caps on the end, the nucleoside analog caps, do not get digested by human enzymes. They actually enhance reverse transcriptase by endogenous enzyme called line one. This means that this code is then transcribed into your permanent DNA, then passed down from parent cells to daughters.
Which I'm not a scientist like you, but that's quite the feat. They thought that couldn't be done before.
Well, and it is the biological misadventure of, you know, our lifetimes, if not for all time. Messenger RNA is off to a disastrous start. And now all these leaders are proposing that, you know, it become part of influenza vaccination, other viral vaccinations, actually therapeutics for heart failure. And I've given commentary on this. This is a disaster. Messenger RNA ought to be black box.
Don't you love how Moderna's like, we got a problem for all the heart attacks now?
Well, Moderna has now, I think, 4 dozen different product lines. The whole reason why Moderna even got going is U.S., our taxpayer dollars filled their coffers. And at this point in time, watch out for anything that's made with messenger RNA. It's bad business.
Folks, go to OnlineHealthNow.com, OnlineHealthNow.com. See all McCullough's reports and more. We understand you're victims.
We have a great degree of compassion. I have to tell you, in my office every day, our victims of the vaccine, people with dozens of cases of myocarditis, blood clots, amputations. I've seen horrific things in my practice with the vaccines. We have a tremendous amount of compassion. I think a couple important points for those of you in the audience who've taken the vaccines. First thing is, it looks like the damage is cumulative. So the first point is, don't take any more of these shots, because each shot is loading the body with the Wuhan spike protein, which we know is damaging, and then cumulatively probably lethal. So first and foremost, no more shots. Absolutely. Doesn't matter what brand. No more. It's got to stop. The second point is vigilance. Alex, people have to be vigilant. They've taken 3 or 4 shots. They go on a long plane trip and the leg starts to get swollen. Think blood clot. These cause blood clots. Look at Al Roker, our favorite weatherman. He takes 3 or 4 shots, ends up with blood clots this fall, hospitalized twice. Herb Kirkstreet, our favorite ESPN announcer, vaccine blood clots. Deion Sanders, family history of blood clotting disorder. He gets arterial blood clots. He has 9 surgeries, multiple amputations. He'll never walk or run normally again.
Jeez.
Be vigilant. So the other thing is heart damage. So people who are having shortness of breath, chest pain, they've taken a vaccine, do not blow it off. This is the time to see your doctor, get the appropriate blood test, EKG and other tests. We think there's an opportunity here to save lives now, but people have to be activated. Wellness Company is a great portal to get in, can make referrals, get things going, but you're going to need to see doctors on the ground for this. These vaccine injuries are serious.
Please continue. I've got a follow-up questions, but I won't interrupt you.
Here's the next point. Everyone's looking for detoxification. We talked about nattokinase. It needs clinical trials. We need to push for requests for applications for clinical trials. We need clinical trials in a whole array of areas to see how we can get this detoxification process going. There seems to be right now no ready answers on how to get the vaccine out of the human body. What we are looking for is we're looking for opportunities for people to push foundations, to push our federal government to have vaccine injury research centers. We need screening and detection, diagnosis, prognosis, and management. Everybody should be now pushing their senators or congressmen for vaccine injury care. The Zogby survey done last summer, I think, was so impressive. A valid representative survey of Americans. Two-thirds of Americans took the vaccine in the Zogby survey. 15% of Americans say they have some new medical problem because they took a COVID-19 vaccine.
Let me raise the coroners in Europe and Australia and New Zealand, the U.S., Canada, U.K. They say they've never pulled blood clots, even out of young people, that look like this. And then the scientists say it's not really protein from the blood. You're an expert on this. I know it's hard to quantify. What is it?
Well, what we think is going on is, we know about the FDA publication now by Wu and colleagues, now focused on the Janssen vaccine. Thousands and thousands of people, not post-mortem, but actually living people with giant blood clots. Wu from the FDA, and it's on my Courageous Discourse Substack, published in peer-reviewed literature, is describing ankle-to-hip blood clots in people. 11% of them are fatal. Now, what the undertakers are reporting could be post-mortem findings. What we know inside these blood clots is the spike protein.
Sure, they're not pathologists, but the point is they're seeing things they never pulled out of people.
Right. Well, normally when the human body dies, the blood is liquefied, they cannulate the blood vessels, and actually the blood is drained out of the body and a perfusate goes in to preserve the body. They were finding that the blood wasn't flowing, and they actually dissected the vessels to figure out why. And there are these post-mortem blood clots developing.
Sure, so they're not a scientist like you. They're just saying, we've never seen this.
It's new. Now, again, this is in the era of we've had COVID and we've had the vaccines. They're reporting it during the epoch of the vaccines. But remember, most people with COVID in 2021 and 2022 were vaccinated. So they've had both exposures. I think at this point in time, it's likely what they're describing is post-mortem. We haven't seen any analysis stratified according to vaccinated, unvaccinated, COVID or not COVID. I think it's likely post-mortem, but the FDA recent publication by Wu and colleagues describing giant blood clots in living human beings is, I think, should be noted.
Sure. So what happens then if it's post-mortem? How is blood different now with the shots or with COVID that makes it do this?
It's loaded with the spike protein. The spike protein drives blood clots. And on top of that, Alex, the spike protein folds. It's considered to be amyloidogenic. Amyloidogenic, there's about 32 proteins known in the human body that fold. When they do, it becomes rubber-like. Amyloid means rubber. In the pathology lab, an amyloid heart or amyloid organ is rubberized. These blood clots are rubberized. What I'm finding in my clinical practice is I have some patients with giant blood clots. I'm using blood thinners. It's been over a year. They're not dissolving.
Well, that's what I saw in the literature is it's not working. It's not just that undertakers are saying we've never seen this. The doctors have never seen this.
Right. I mean, I have a patient in my current practice right now. The radiologist called me 14-inch blood clot. I've never seen a 14-inch blood clot. Normally, these are a centimeter or two.
So do we know what the shots are doing then?
The shots are causing tremendous production of the spike protein. The spike protein itself is stimulating blood clot formation while it damages the inner lining of blood vessels. Once the blood clots form, they become giant blood clots, and they're loaded with the spike protein.
Dr. Yeadon says it's all premeditated. I mean, looking back at this, I saw the studies at UT in 2014 on that whole initiative. It killed half, the rats lived half as long. They described all this. I'm not a scientist like you, but it looks pretty premeditated, Doc.
You know, I can't assess motive. I can just tell you these vaccines, and remember DARPA, the research unit of the military, announced in 2012 they were going to use messenger RNA to end pandemics in 60 days. That was the ADEPT P3 program. It's on the DARPA website. We know that in 2005 that the PREP Act listed all these diseases that they were going to have covered countermeasures on. The United States has been getting ready for biological warfare for quite some time. The SARS-CoV-2 program of both the threat, SARS-CoV-2, and the answers, vaccines and monoclonal antibodies, has been in development easily since 2012. And whatever happened in the lab in Wuhan, China, it's been a disaster. I think, honestly, the lab in China was a contractor. They're a contractor for this U.S. research. It went bad.
By the way, that's the consensus now that I love America. I hate the Shycoms, but criminal elements in our government were using that as a cutout or a place to do this.
It looks like it. In fact,
let's talk about it.
So many people ask me, Dr. McCullough, how could the world have gotten in this type of place? We're in a situation where it almost seems like it's a government operation against its own people in every country in the world simultaneously. And what we see from a macro level is the countries that allowed doctors and other healthcare providers to be independent, they didn't sign on to this vaccine agenda. They're coming out looking great, including Haiti, including Ivory Coast, many countries in Africa. A recent analysis on my Twitter feed shows that Africa is coming out great. Pretty much COVID-19 is over with. Why? Because they didn't take COVID-19 vaccines. It's very important. The COVID-19 vaccines and analyses published by Supermanian, Camp and Beatty create more cases of COVID-19 and increase COVID mortality. How do they do that? The COVID-19 vaccines misdirect the immune system. So the immune system is not ready to handle a next version of SARS-CoV-2. It actually gets a more severe case. Patients are more communicable with one another. They spread the virus more readily when they take the vaccines. Essentially, the vaccines have backfired. And so we've gotten to a situation that the more vaccines that are taken, the worse the countries do. Analyses out of Australia now on some hospital censuses, it's 99, if not 100% of Australians in the hospital with COVID-19 are fully vaccinated. We know in that country, wisely, 10% of people in Australia have not taken a vaccine. So it's the unvaccinated in Australia that look terrific. I'm going there in a couple weeks. I'm going to work with Australians, multiple cities, and we're going to go over the data together. It's astonishing that COVID-19 vaccination has backfired to the extent it has. People have said, how did this terrible idea about messenger RNA coding for the spike protein or adenoviral DNA, or actually just giving the killed virus itself or the spike protein antigen, why is that such a bad idea? Because in this case, the spike protein is the most mutagenic part of the virus. The virus literally looks at what the vaccines do, and the virus laughs at it and quickly is able to mutate and get around the vaccines. And each time that virus then is actually able to reinfect somebody who took the vaccine and sadly has been able to reinfect somebody who's already recovered from COVID-19. Remember, the majority of people who've developed COVID in 2021 and 2022 are fully vaccinated. So they have both the exposures of the vaccine as well as COVID. So they keep loading the body with spike protein, and that's where we're seeing the cumulative risks, particularly of myocarditis, blood clots, and neurologic damage. So, you know, neither one is good, neither the respiratory infection or the vaccine. Sadly, many people are getting both. It looks like there's a military origin to this. And when the vaccines were rolled out in the United States, it was Health and Human Services that announced that there was an emergency to justify the EUA, and then the Department of Defense. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Novavax, they're suppliers. In a sense, they're marketing shields. And what we now know is that the vaccines themselves are manufactured by defense contractors. Prominently, Moderna, its product is made by a company called Resilience. They have a big plant outside of Mississauga, Ontario. Under emergency use authorization, the vaccines are not inspected. The FDA can't inspect them. Even Moderna, Pfizer, the other companies, they can't inspect them. The final fill and finish is done by defense contractors.
That is so unprecedented.
And we now have great concerns that the quantity and purity of messenger RNA is not equal in each vial, and that's the reason why some vials and some lots are far more deadly than others. There seems to be a madness that has taken over the world on vaccines. I was astonished to learn on a VAERS report, Vaccine Event Reporting System report, that a six-month-old baby at the same administration received the DPT, the MMR, influenza vaccine, pneumococcal vaccine, and the COVID-19 vaccine. All at once, it's in the VAERS record, and a six-month-old baby died 2 days later. Now, doctors, parents, and lay people need to understand the human body can only take so much. This is, in a sense, vaccinating to death. Vaccinating to death. Every vaccine ought to be considered seriously. Every vaccine has risks and benefits. Every vaccine, even the old ones, deserve some reappraisal. We need to reevaluate these. I personally, I've taken every vaccine. I followed every single one on the schedule. I traveled to India a few years ago. I'm going back there next week. I've taken additional vaccines to go to India and travel. I am, you know, fully accept vaccines. I am not anti-vax. But when it came to the COVID-19 vaccines, I didn't take it. And not taking the COVID-19 vaccine was the smartest health decision I ever made. Our CDC says, sadly, only 17% of Americans have not taken any COVID-19 vaccine. It turns out about a third of Americans only took either zero or one shots. That means two-thirds took the full set. But where we are now with our CDC indicates that only 15% of Americans are keeping up on the bivalent booster shots. And I think this is very wise. David Wiseman, former J&J scientist who's testified at the U.S. FDA, is worried because the bivalent boosters not only are half coded for the original Wuhan spike protein, but also produce spike protein against BA4 and BA5. These are different spike proteins. They can interact with one another. And to make matters worse, BA4 and BA5 is gone. It actually left America through the fall. So the current bivalent boosters, which failed in animal studies to stop SARS-CoV-2, gave a surrogate rise in antibodies, which the antibodies are unfortunately an unreliable surrogate for disease prevention. The BA4, BA5 variants are gone now. We have been replaced. We have the BQ variant and the XBB. They're the predominant variants in the United States. In my Substack, I indicate in the last week that they represent probably 3/4 of all the variants. I believe they're slightly more virulent, and we're seeing this out of China, where China's having a large current prevalence pool of those sick. And because it's a big country and they have a lot of people, they do have a lot of hospitalizations and proportionally higher deaths because it's such a big country and so many people are sick at the same time. But our current bivalent boosters have no theoretical coverage of working against SARS-CoV-2. I can tell you, I would expect as a doctor that taking a COVID-19 bivalent booster shot would provide zero protection. And we're starting to see example after example. A recent paper by Shretha and colleagues from the Cleveland Clinic shows that the lowest risk group in the Cleveland Clinic are those who've taken none of these shots. And then the next higher risk is one shot, two shots, and therefore those who've taken the most shots have the highest risk of getting COVID in the Cleveland Clinic workforce. That's now been fully revealed. We have additional data across Canada, the UK, Scotland, South Africa, and Australia that the more shots that are taken, the higher chances of getting the illness, hospitalization, and death. And in every single analysis, the unvaccinated look the best. Now, people have said, well, what's unique about being unvaccinated? That can be more likely to be younger, fitter, and stronger. People obviously, you know, were discerning, but also largely people who may have had COVID-19 early on. That was my circumstance. And I felt, listen, I was already through the illness. I already had natural immunity. So we have great news on natural immunity. Probably the single most important paper that I saw emerge in the last few months was published by Chin and colleagues, New England Journal of Medicine, in late October of 2022. 59,000 prisoners, 17,000 staff in a congregate setting. So they knew every single case and they knew who got hospitalized and died. The important point is if someone's already had COVID in the Delta or the Omicron epics of the pandemic, that there was a negligible risk of hospitalization and death. And in that study in Chen, when I mean negligible, there were zero hospitalizations and deaths in those who had previously had COVID and were naturally immune when they got another case of COVID, and it didn't matter whether or not they took a vaccine.
And, Doc, you said that 2.5 years ago, so you're vindicated again, but that's a known scientific fact. What about the prosecutions? What about Nuremberg II? What about stopping them launching their next attack?
We have to have full-out investigations at this point in time. I think all roads lead to Davos, Switzerland. There ought to be really, I think, a census of who goes to the World Economic Forum meetings. I think fully deposed.
What, as an organized crime network.
What's said at this? You know, people have said, well, how is this syndicate, or what we call in our book, the biopharmaceutical complex organized? I can tell you it's organized. They go meet in Davos, Switzerland. They meet, and every single person who's there in Davos, Switzerland, I think should be investigated and deposed in their participation of this crime against humanity.
We got 3 minutes left. Other key points.
Major key points are that natural immunity appears to be winning the day. The first question I ask when someone calls me and says, Dr. McCullough, I have COVID, the first question I have is, did you have it before? And if you've had it before, what we've learned now is very few people need prescription drugs. We can use over-the-counter nutraceuticals and supplements, virucidal nasal washes and sprays and gargles, and we can get through it with no prescription drugs and no worry about hospitalization and death. If someone is having their first episode of COVID, different story. They probably will need full McCullough protocol, FLCC, or AFLDS, one of the standard outpatient protocols. And don't wait. If it's your first case of COVID, don't wait. Contact either your doctor if they know how to treat COVID, or move to one of the treatment networks, wellness company being accessible to all. But there's many wonderful telemedicine companies. In fact, MyFreeDoctor.com is now associated with the wellness company. Wonderful move by Ben Marble.
Great guy.
Foster Colson to do this. But make sure you let the doctor know, is it your first episode or a subsequent episode? Very, very important. The other point, Alex, is this came out from a recent Harvard study by Clausen and colleagues, concluding 94% of Americans have been through COVID. Listen, there is no emergency. This is over with for us.
And the reason we harp on it is, it's their excuse for world government, their excuse for universal basic income, their excuse for the carbon tax, their excuse for the social credit score. It's their big power grab. That's why we've got to keep exposing it, or they're going to launch it again. A lot of my listeners go, look, we made it through it. Screw them. Let's move on. No, they're coming back again.
Well, as evidence for that, what did Biden just do? He extended the national emergency. Remember, there's two.
And his new chief of staff was the former COVID head.
Yeah, that's true. And you know that the national emergencies, there's two of them. There's one declared by the president, a national emergency, and then by Secretary of HHS, the health emergency. Those need to fall. People should put a tremendous amount of pressure on this. Do you know there's a recent letter that's gone from 25 governors to call for the dissolution of those two national emergencies, and many states now are getting rid of any emergency declaration.
That's right.